Did Idris Elba contract COVID-19 from a very famous Canadian? People are saying that that is what he is suggesting right now, actually. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, production still underway on Big Brother Canada, despite the global COVID-19 pandemic.
So they started shooting before it was announced as a pandemic?
I think it was March 4th or March 6th, okay. Around then, that they all went into the house. You know I love Big Brother.
Right.
I will actually suggest watching and turning on your PVR for Big Brother right now, because it's on a few days a week. We're all spending a lot more time at home.
Right.
And it's something a little interesting to sort of keep your, to give your attention to for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was curious about whether or not they would inform the house guests about COVID-19, because inside, you're not allowed to be privy to any news or anything happening outside the house.
And I don't know if the producers are liable, like if they have to tell them or not.
Well, I think it becomes an ethical thing, like morally. Don't you think morally they had to tell the house guests?
Morally, yes. Whether or not they would want to hear it is another story.
Kim, ethically, they had to do it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. Yeah. So they did. They informed everybody. And then get this. Every house guest decided they wanted to stay in the house. So
still want the money?
Everybody. Well, they're competing for $100,000.
Wow, I guess.
Would you stay or would you go?
I'd stay.
You'd stay in?
Yeah. Tough it out.
Yeah, I'd probably stay.
You'd stay too. Well, the good thing is they learned that all their families are safe and fine, and that if that changed, they would let them know. So they might as well stay in there and try to win some money for their families, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The Big Brother Canada season this time around, by the way, lasting a couple of extra weeks, which could be helpful. Who knows?
Okay.
The finale set to air coming up on Thursday, May 21st.
Nice.
All right, so as we know, Idris Elba being very open and transparent, as we all need to be right now, about the fact that he contracted COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Did he contract it from a Canadian, though? Listen to what he's saying about when he believes he may have come in contact with it, but he's not quite sure.
But it's hard to say when I contact someone with corona. I mean, you can contract it anytime. But my known exposure was on March 4th.
His exposure was on March 4th, so you're probably thinking that doesn't mean a lot to me, unless you're crazy and you do some digging and you realize that on March 4th, he was at We Day in the UK. It was a charity event in Wembley, and he posed for a picture with Sophie Gregoire Trudeau.
Coincidence? I think not.
So again, it is important to keep in mind, like we said, that he doesn't know for sure. He knows that he was in contact with somebody who tested positive that day. Is that the day that he contracted it? Who knows?
And someone made a point on our text line also, how do we know that he didn't, that she didn't contract it from him? I mean, could it have been the flip side, the other way around?
There's no way. There's no way. I'm just waiting for the rumors. Like, entertainment news could use a good rumor right now. Maybe I'm starting one right now. The rumors about Idris Elba and Sophie maybe having a little something going on.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't mean
just
to be.
Just plant the seeds. It's where it goes.
Well, it could happen, right?
It's possible.
It could happen. All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. It's 7:37 right now. We're looking for another loss today for Sam during Are You Smarter Than Sam?
There's no loss today.
The world needs it. We need it. We actually do.
I'll take one for the team.
We've got your chance to win $100 to spend at Domino's if you can take him down coming up in 6 minutes.